President Donald Trump has made it clear climate change is not a priority for his administration, but it still is a top issue for Democratic governors and lawmakers in Washington and Oregon. There's talk of a cap-and-trade system in Oregon. In Washington, the idea of a carbon tax keeps popping up as Democrats and Republicans face off over the budget. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Last fall, voters in Washington were asked to enact a first-in-the-nation carbon tax.
We can make polluters pay, reduce carbon pollution, and reduce our sales tax, too.
But Initiative 732 went down to defeat. That didn't stop Washington Governor Jay Inslee a few weeks later from proposing a tax on carbon to help pay for education.
It taxes carbon pollution that harms our kids and imperils the planet.
And just the other day, the Democratic chair of Washington's House Environment Committee held a public hearing on yet another carbon tax proposal.
I think this bill is our best shot at starting to reduce our emissions to a safe level.
In other words, Washington Democrats and their allies in the labor and environmental movements aren't letting go of the idea of a carbon tax. They chalk up last November's defeat to a flawed initiative, not a lack of public support. And they say another attempt at the ballot is likely. Democrat Joe Fitzgibbon chairs the House Environment Committee. He says business leaders have told him they're concerned about a future ballot measure.
And I've told them they should be concerned. I think that's a very likely outcome. I don't think the people of the state want to sit back and wait for the legislature to take action on something that they feel is urgent.
Fitzgibbon says he's tried to craft his proposed carbon tax to address some of the concerns raised by businesses. For instance, industries that use a lot of energy and are trade dependent, like steel recyclers, would get special consideration. But at the public hearing for the bill, it was clear Fitzgibbon had not won them over.
We're here today to speak in opposition.
We're here today in opposition to House Bill 1646.
There are also provisions in Fitzgibbon's bill that might appeal to Republicans, especially those from rural Washington. Some of the money the tax would raise would go to pay for water infrastructure and forest health projects. But as with the business lobby, so far Republicans aren't persuaded.
You pick winners and losers in a carbon tax.
This is Senate Majority Leader Mark Schessler, who's also an Eastern Washington farmer.
As we compete with other states and other countries, we have a carbon tax and they don't. We will lose jobs.
But you get a more nuanced take on a carbon tax from the Republican chair of the Senate Budget Committee. This is State Senator John Braun speaking with me on TVW's Inside Olympia program.
I characterize myself as skeptical. Certainly there's not support right now, and I don't know how that changes in the future. I've said very publicly that I think that, you know, it's been on the ballot once. It'll likely be on the ballot again. We should be talking about it. We should be smart about it, but I don't think it's in our immediate future.
The fact Braun is even open to discussing a carbon tax might reflect the district he represents. It includes the Chehalis River Basin, where flood mitigation, including a new flood-controlled dam, could cost several hundred million dollars. Braun's legislative seatmate, Republican State Representative Richard DeBolt, also signals at least an openness to considering some sort of carbon pricing program.
I think flooding is one of the most important things to the people in my district. If we needed to find a solution for it, I'm willing to look at all solutions.
But even Democrats like House Environment Chair Joe Fitzgibbon are not holding their breath for a grand bargain on a carbon tax this year.
I think it's possible. I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't bank on it at this time, though.
Senate Majority Leader Mark Schessler is more blunt. He calls the chances of a carbon tax this year slim and none. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.